It's Monday, school's in session, and certainly on the airwaves here on Jazz 88. Teacher feature, something we bring you every Monday at 5:10, and we're pleased to welcome in studio with us for the first time. Her name is Shirley Polstra, and she is involved over as the Edison business teacher and the career experience coordinator. Welcome into studio, Shirley. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
This is, first of all, we want to start with a little bit of congratulations in order. I understand you just won an award. You want to tell us about that? It's connected to Junior Achievement, right?
Yep. Junior Achievement is a program that we piloted for the first time in the spring of last year. It was called the JA Company Program. Mm-hmm. It actually, 20 years ago, was in existence, and so many people may remember it back when they were in high school.
This is the old JA, right?
The old JA Company Program. Mm-hmm. And so what happened is they discontinued it for whatever reasons, and they wanted to rebirth it.
Okay.
And so they approached me and asked me if we would pilot the program. And I jumped at the opportunity, and especially when they told me that Best Buy volunteers would be our partner.
Okay. Now, they jumped at you. They approached you because you have, obviously, you have a background, actually, in finance and chamber of commerce and such. You want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah.
In addition to teaching, I guess, which came first for you?
Well, actually, I was in sales and marketing for 10 years before I went back and got my teaching license.
Okay.
Then once I received my license, one of the first jobs after teaching at alternative schools, I received a position at the Minneapolis Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I was hired to pilot a program. It was a school-to-work program, and we were working with all the financial companies around the Twin Cities. It was more of a school-to-work, trying to prepare students for the real world in work and for college.
Okay.
And I did that for 5.5 years, and we chose Edison, Thomas Edison High School, because they had an incredible business program and a finance teacher that came out of banking and right into the school.
Okay. So now I want to back up just a little bit to the Junior Achievement thing. When we say award, what we're really talking about is startup funds, a grant for this project? Is that just to be specific here, or is it just an actual... explain that. It's financing for it, or?
No, actually, you're referring to the Teacher of the Year Award that
I
received?
Yeah, I guess I just,
I received it because they said that they had never before seen a teacher put in so much effort and their time into a new program like this.
Okay.
And it was really exciting because our students set out to create a company.
Okay.
What they have to do is they build a company from start to finish, and they work with the volunteers. And then I come along and recruit the students and then help mentor them along with the Best Buy volunteers.
All right.
And I was chosen based on my performance and also on the results with the students and how they did.
Was there a ceremony recognizing you? Pin a medal on you or anything like that? Or
well,
sometimes it's very informal.
Well,
sometimes
you know what? It was great because they had some big fundraiser over at the new TCF Stadium.
Oh, neat. Okay.
And
wow. Right.
And so my husband and I were able to go over there, and they had a wine and dine event. And so we got free tickets for that.
Oh, neat.
And they acknowledged us at that time. And then they came into the school and acknowledged me in front of the staff.
Okay. So give us an idea, if you could, Shirley, about how business is approached in schools these days. You mentioned, mock businesses and starting things up like that. Is that considered traditional? Are there more, newer things you guys are trying these days? Or just kind of give us an idea what a typical course would be for an Edison kid at the level you teach.
Okay, well, I pretty much work with juniors and seniors, and what I do is I work with business partners that come in and just to support them on some of the initiatives that we would like to move towards at Thomas Edison. And one of the things I'm really big in is getting them that hands-on experience. I think it's very valuable that they have these opportunities to go out and see a business and see who runs the business and how it's run. And so by doing that, we take them out and we do like job shadows. And so the students have a chance to interview some of the employees right there on site, like how did you get your career today, where you're at, what pathway did you take, what education field did you go through.
Okay.
And all of those are so key for a student, because if they're going to be going in that direction, who better to learn from than somebody that's in that position.
And I imagine your connection to the business community has been very beneficial in this regard. Do you know people that you can call and say, hey, I got a group of kids, I want to bring them over, they want to...
Well, you know what, that's the beauty of working for the Minneapolis Regional Chamber for 5.5 years. I built all those networking.
Okay, sure.
I guess legs. And so I call upon them all the time. And the Minneapolis Regional Chamber, the president there, and we still connect with them, and they've been wonderful in supporting us. And every year, I run a leadership program called The Voyager, and that was the one that I worked with the Minneapolis Regional Chamber. Our students actually get to attend a dinner through, it's called the Quality of Life Dinner, okay. And they hold it in the spring. Tickets are $75 a plate, and our students actually get to go free because the companies pay for it.
Kind of a sort of a premium plate fundraiser, yeah. Exposure for them, huh?
Well, it is, and they okay. get to sit next to a CEO from many different fields or top managers, and I print out business cards for them, and so they learn how to network and get out there and just start to connect with the business community.
Is this an elective course for kids, or do you just get kids, this is core stuff for them? Or?
Well, actually, it's an elective that they do through the business department. They'll take some business courses, and then what I do is I come in once a week and teach the seminar on getting ready for the world work in college.
So you get kids who are pretty much have a, is it a strong word to say, passion for business? Or do they have a casual interest? You get different
levels? Well, what I tell students is you're either going to work for a business or you're going to own your own business someday. Right. So you need to have an idea what business is about.
Do you see that happening, a good possibility? I mean, you hear a lot about the economy now and how business is on the downside or corporations aren't hiring as much. Is it difficult for you to keep the kids on positive notes and encourage them, even, you know, I mean, even though the economy might seem like it's failing, they still have chances, right?
Well, you know what? That's why I was really excited about this Junior Achievement Program, because there are so many students that want to run their own company or start their own business, but they don't have a clue how to do it. And this program offered them the opportunity to learn. I mean, we sold stock to stockholders at $2 a share. And then in return, actually, because of the profits we made, we gave back the stockholders $25. Mm. So they made a great profit. You know, it's capitalism at its best.
A success story in the practical world. That's a good sign. That's a nice foreshadowing.
And they also had the opportunity then to go out and research a product. Mm-hmm. And then they try to market a product. And one of the things we kept looking at is we want to promote Thomas Edison High School because it's a great school. It's very internationally minded. We have over 40 cultures, 20 different languages. And how can we get the word out about how great our school is and what we're doing? Mm-hmm. So we came up with the cookbook idea because of that reason.
Oh, great. So the kids bring recipes from their families and backgrounds and such. Okay.
Exactly. And then at the bottom of the recipe, if there's room, because some recipes are small, we put in a tidbit about Thomas Edison High School.
Oh,
did
wow.
you know we teach 4 different languages at Thomas Edison High School? Or did you know we have our own e-studio where they take photographs for senior photos?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I work here. And we should point out that is a community school, right? I mean, it's a that's the model for community education over there.
Right.
It is.
Right. It's a public school.
Well, can you hang with us for a bit more, Shirley?
I sure can.
And we'll hear more about your wonderful program over there. Again, my guest on Teacher Feature this afternoon is Shirley Polstra, head of Business Teaching and Career Experience Coordinator at Edison. She's done a lot of other stuff, too. We'll ask her a few questions about that as well. And we'll remind you as well that support for Teacher Feature comes in part from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund on Jazz 88. On a Monday afternoon, our teacher feature, if you're just joining us, is Shirley Polstra doing business over at Edison. And I want to remind you as well, we're always interested in your feedback. You can contact us at studio@jazz88fm.com. Put teacher feature in the subject, and I'll make sure it gets proper attention. And backing up just a little bit, Shirley, to a junior achievement competitions, there's some other things involved with this that we didn't talk about. Can you hit on those for us?
Yeah. Students? Well, our students first set a goal to sell 100 cookbooks. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say they sold almost 500.
Wow.
And it was exciting to see that the profit they made because of our connection with Best Buy and Kinko's, who printed it. And as a result, they were selected to go to the national competition, which fortunately was held here in Minneapolis.
Okay.
It was in July.
Minimal travel expenses.
Right. Exactly. But they did get to stay at one of the hotels and all expenses paid.
Okay,
and it was really fun.
But so now, I'm sorry, to whom did they sell that many cookbooks? Were we talking families,
well,
people outside
no,
of the school?
Actually, you know what? It was a variety.
Okay.
It was, you know, we went certainly to the staff.
Right.
And
families.
Families. But we also went actually to corporate Best Buy over a lunch period and sold like about 140 cookbooks.
Okay.
And then Art of World.
Oh.
That's in Northeast Minneapolis. All right. We had students out selling there and just word of mouth. And so I guess the word just spread. And,
okay.
And it was great. And then we sold some at the national competition on Nicollet Mall when they came this summer.
Was it? Were they fairly unique in that regard? Had any other kids in this competition come up with anything like that?
No.
No, okay.
They had not. And
all
there
right.
was a lot of great ideas. There was 24 other companies from Canada and around the United States.
Okay.
And what was really exciting is the students took fourth place.
Wow, that was going to be my next question. How do they do?
Okay. Yep, and for their first performance, you know, it was incredible. And what was really exciting, we found out later, was the Canadian teams actually had to compete at a regional level, and they had to beat out 4,500 other companies to get here.
Wow.
And we beat out two of those companies.
Well, that is just fantastic. Definitely pat yourselves on the back for that.
Yeah, the students did incredibly well. And, you know, what was really exciting to see is just how they just progressed over the period of time, but also just how they carried themselves, and just they, you know, I was very proud.
Yes.
They did a great job.
Well, you sound like you definitely love your work. That's,
yeah,
that's a good thing,
yeah,
right?
I do.
There's also an international baccalaureate program there too. Do you want to touch on that a little bit for people who might
this
not know what that is?
This is the first year the international baccalaureate has been offered at Thomas Edison High School, and we're very excited about it because it's going to help. What we look at is it helps promote more rigorous coursework for the students, which is what colleges and scholarships are looking for all the time. And at this time, I'm the IB CAS coordinator, which stands for the Creativity, Action, and the Service.
Okay.
And so one of my jobs is to help them get out into the community and do more community projects so they become more internationally minded, but they also become aware of what is going on in the community and how they can help.
Okay. Do you emphasize service work for them? I mean, we've talked a lot about starting businesses and making money and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a community emphasis for them, too, how important that is?
It's huge. Like with the Voyager Leadership Program I run, it's required 50 hours of community service within 2 years. And then also now with the IB, it's about 150 within 2 years.
Okay.
Between creativity, action, and service.
Okay.
So
as long as you've been doing this, about a decade and a half, beyond the JA and stuff like that, can you tell us any success stories? Have you heard about kids starting up businesses or going to secondary education, things like that?
You know what? We probably have about 94 to maybe 96% of our students that go on a post-secondary education.
Wow. That's a great
And
rate.
I still stay in contact with many of them. Many times I run into them, like in the streets, you know, or at Redbox. I ran into one girl, and they're working at the Federal Reserve. They're working at Wells Fargo. They're working at incredible places. And so it really gives them a jump start. And when they have opportunities to work with businesses that will come in and help support them, you know what it does? It gives them hope. And these kids need the hope that
Absolutely.
They too can be successful and they can do what we're doing.
Yes. And something like business is just so, it's so very tangible. I mean, much of what it's taught is, without de-emphasizing the arts and stuff, that's very important too. But business is something they can really sink their teeth into. So that's a nice thing that you're doing.
Right. Well, thank you. It's fun.
All right.
And it's always different.
It's always changing, right?
Right.
Okay.
And we have a great partnership I want to plug in with Target Corporation.
Okay.
Where we have a mentor program. And what's really exciting about that is I've been a big sister through Big Brother, Big Sister for 25 years for a girl. And now I've been able to spin off on that and run this program. And we have over 100 to 150 mentors from Target that correspond with our students through emails.
This is the e-mentor you were talking about, right? Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And do they get to meet them face-to-face
eventually?
Yes,
they get two visits, one where Target actually comes to Edison.
Okay.
And they get to meet the students in their turf. And then they get a chance to meet their friends and walk around the school and see what the school is like, that it really is a safe place, mm-hmm. and it's a great, you know, learning environment. And then now in the spring, the students get to go to Target, and they get to have lunch with their
mentors. Corporate downtown, right?
Yeah, okay. Corporate, right, yeah. Down there in Nicollet.
Yeah.
And then they get to see their workstations. So
I know
really
the Target
good.
Is really big on that. My kids are in a different school, and they've been involved in that, too. It's more of a pen pal thing, I think, but that's really neat.
Okay, yeah.
All right, well, Shirley Pulsera has been our teacher feature this afternoon. Congratulations on first the award and what sounds like a very successful program over at Edison.
Well, thank you. And, you know, just for, we are running the program again this year, and okay. we're taking the cookbook, but we are going to add restaurants
okay.
to the cookbook now, and add some coupons. So if you have any restaurants that you would like to put in our international cookbook.
Okay. I was going to say, if you want to, do you want to plug the cookbook? Is
yes.
this something that listeners can get their hands on if they
sure
want to?
Oh, they sure can.
Okay.
What they can do is they can contact me at Thomas Edison High School.
Okay.
But we're also going to have a link on our website, so they'll
you,
be able
you just
to
go
click
to
it
Edison
on.
Edison High School, or you can go to Minneapolis Public Schools.
Right.
Or look
if
for Shirley Pulsera.
To Edison High School, you'll be able to just Google it. And you'll okay. be able to get on, and you'll find a link. We're not quite ready to go online with it yet, but give us a couple weeks, and we'll be ready to go.
All right. Have you tried any of the recipes yourself?
Actually, I have.
Recommending
There's a
any
dirt
or?
Cake in there.
A dirt cake. That sounds interesting.
Really good with
okay.
gummy worms.
I'm hoping that that tastes better than it actually sounds, but,
yeah.
you know.
No, it was really fun. Actually, Best Buy, when at the end of the term, I guess, what you would call it, they made some of the recipes for the students.
Okay.
So that was really fun.
All right. Well, thanks for being our teacher feature again, Shirley Pulsera okay. Edison on Jazz 88. And again, feedback and any connections you might want to the cookbook or any of the stuff they're doing over there. Studio at jazz88fm.com. Want to mention as well, support for teacher feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund on Jazz 88.